And words in my mouth and speak, Lord, to this people. I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. I thank you for your word. I thank you for what you've done. I pray your will to continue, Lord, in this service, in every life, in every soul. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise God. Jesus gave to Peter the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Somebody again, say the keys. Anybody want to have the key to heaven? Anybody want to know how to unlock the door? Praise the Lord. The keys to the kingdom of heaven. Peter used those keys in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. He used those keys at Samaria and in Caesarea. God confirmed the authority that he gave to him in opening the door of salvation to both the Jews and the Gentiles. Praise the Lord. God is no respecter of persons. Amen. That's another reason why I'm happy we're having an All Nations Sunday. Amen. This gospel is to be preached to all people. It doesn't matter if you're Native American like me. You can be light or dark or what, doesn't matter, any shade in between. You could be from any nation on earth. You could be from any place. You could have any other tradition. But when you come to this, you've found the keys. Praise the Lord. God confirmed that with his word. He confirmed it by doing the same thing over and over and over again. People found him, found the opening of the keys to how to get to heaven. You see, the church is built upon this very foundation, the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, that Jesus Christ, being the chief cornerstone, it was he himself. Amen. Ephesians 2 and verse 20. Praise the Lord. So why do you think that God chose Peter? Well, I believe it's because he could be trusted. Amen. In calling him Peter and Cephas, which means a rock, Jesus knew that he would be solid, that he would be trustworthy, that he would be dependable, that he would preach exactly what was revealed unto him. Peter received the keys. In each time the names of the 12 apostles were listed in Scripture, and they're listed in several different places, Peter, his name came first. He was a leader. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 2. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter. And Andrew, his brother, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. And it goes on to name all of the disciples afterwards. But it listed the name of Peter because he was to lead the disciples with the keys. Amen. See, Peter was one of the three disciples that were considered to be in Christ's inner circle. You see, he was there on the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the people. Blessed! He was there at the Transfiguration. He was there in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was there at times of prayer. He was there in the thick and the thin. He was also at Calvary. Amen. Peter was given the authority, which also has responsibility of preaching the first gospel message when the church was born on the day of Pentecost. He was given both authority and responsibility. Yes, he was a relatively young man when he preached at Pentecost. Later, he was martyred in A.D. 67 years after the death of Jesus. Amen. So he lived a long life, but they took his life for Jesus. He was martyred, and his wife may have accompanied him on as he traveled on missionary journeys. I get that. Matthew 8, verse 14 tells us he had a wife, and 1 Corinthians 9 and 5 refers to him taking his wife with him on his journeys. You see, Peter had a great confession. Let me read it from Scripture. Matthew chapter 16, beginning there at verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" You know, if you were to go out there in the world, we went knocking on a few doors yesterday and got to talk to a few folks, and their neighbors around about where the church is and down the street and around the corner. And we got to talk to some folks, and man, there is a lot of opinions. Some people don't want to hear about God. Some people think they know everything about God. And there's every kind of spectrum of kind of people in between. But who do you say that Jesus is? He's asking them, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Now, we can't really go by what everybody thinks. I can tell you that right now. There are some wild, crazy thoughts about God out there. But we need to stick with what the Bible says. Verse 14, "And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Verse 15, "He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am?" Who do you say Jesus is? That's an important question. We, each one of us, need to know way down deep in who we are, who is God. That's a good question. "Whom do ye say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." It was a revelation. It was a understanding given to him by God himself. Jesus showed himself to Peter. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Amen. Amen. The revelation of who God is. The revelation of the name of Jesus. This rock. That thou art the Christ. Praise the Lord. Verse 18. "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys." He had an understanding. He made the proclamation. He had a great confession. "Thou art the Christ, the Anointed One. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." You see, Jesus gave to Peter the authority to preach about who he is. Amen. On how to get to heaven. Everybody needs these keys. Amen. Everybody needs to know how to get to heaven. Peter was given both the responsibility and the opportunity to testify of Jesus. Amen. Peter's confession, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Thomas, in fact, I mentioned it last week as well. Thomas made a similar confession. Thomas, in John 20, verse 28, Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Amen. Amen. Speaking of Jesus the Christ. Amen. The full deity of Jesus Christ cannot be believed without divine illumination. You have to have a revelation of who Jesus is. Some people think Jesus is he was a good man. Oh, he was a prophet. Oh, yeah, he was a good man. And yes, he was a prophet. But he was more than that. He was the Almighty God. Amen. It's a divine revelation. Many in our world today fail to comprehend that he was fully human and he was fully God. Amen. He was man when he had pain and when he wept. He was man when he got mad. He was a man when he was weeping over Jerusalem. He was God when he spoke, "Peace, be still," to the waves and the wind. When he said, "Lazarus, come forth." When he spoke as God. When he said, "Lepers, be cleansed." Amen. He spoke as he was both man and God. There has never been anyone and will never be anyone ever again like Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to understand his deity. Amen. That it included that he was man and God. And it is possible to worship him in spirit and in truth. When a person understands the divinity, the divine nature of who Jesus is. Amen. You see, the giving of those keys, the conferring of the keys from Jesus to Peter, that he might unlock the keys to heaven. Matthew chapter 8:16, verse 18, "I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." It did not mean that Peter was to be the foundation. There are churches that believe that Peter is the basis of religion. No, the revelation that Peter had about who Jesus is, that, my friend, is the foundation. Amen. The foundation is based upon Jesus Christ himself. That, my friend, is the foundation of our faith. Peter was given the authority to proclaim the plan of salvation. He was given the keys to the kingdom. Whosoever obeys the plan of salvation will have the opportunity, and they are entering when they obey the kingdom of God. There's the back side of that coin. To disobey leaves one outside of the kingdom of God. You know, that's not popular preaching. I'm not going to win any awards, but it's true preaching. It's the Word of God preaching. It's what really the Word of God says. Amen. What plan of salvation did Peter proclaim to those that had the question, "What shall we do?" That's a really good question. In fact, everybody needs to come to the question, "What do I need to do?" Amen. It comes right down to yourself. What do I need to do? The verse that hangs on the wall right behind me, "Then Peter said unto them," he gave them the instruction, the keys are right here, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ." Tells us what to do and how to do it. Tells us why. "For the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." You see, The gospel message is his death, his burial, and resurrection. Amen. That's the gospel. Amen. We experience salvation by obeying the instructions given by Peter, by using the keys that he delivered. When Peter used the keys to open the door to the kingdom of God, he gave us the plan of salvation. He was speaking the will of God. He was speaking how to open the doors to the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. A person must repent. Must be baptized. And it matters how people are baptized. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at the keys. Look at what Peter said. Look at what Scripture proclaims. You be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Tells us why. For the remission of sins. Remission is the payment. Jesus is the only one that was even able to pay for your sins. There was no worthy sacrifice except Jesus. He was the only sacrifice for sin. Doesn't stop there though. I'm glad it didn't stop there, because the next part says, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, this is the keys that Peter used. It is still the keys to the kingdom. From deliverance on the day of Pentecost to today in this service, it's the same set of keys. It's the same way to heaven. It's the same plan of salvation. Peter put in the message and he turned the key. He proclaimed it to the people, and the salvation doors were now open. The New Testament church is born. Peter, he was the spokesman. He had the authority to open the doors to the kingdom of God. It should be noted that Peter stood up with 11, with all of the other disciples, all of the other followers of Jesus Christ. They were there. They were present. They were in agreement. I could see him on the side. Preach! Preach! Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This message, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it came to the climax with the proclamation of Acts 2, verse 36. Therefore shall all the house of Israel, all the Jews, know assuredly, they know without a doubt, that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. We got to come to the realization ourselves by revelation. Amen. God has got to give us anointing to truly understand who He is. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the Holy One of God, the Christ, the Anointed One. He is God. Amen. Jesus is the Almighty God. While Peter was preaching this, the people cried out, "What shall we do?" In response, Peter instructed them to repent, be baptized, and to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see, this is the key that allows a person to enter the kingdom of God. There, it's right there. It's in a single verse. It's so simple. It's on the sign right behind me. It was the answer then to those people that had questions. It's still the answer today to people looking, how do you get to heaven? There it is. One verse. There it is. It's the key. There's the key. Here's the key to heaven. The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ provided salvation for all of mankind. For that day and this. to receive salvation, we become recipients of salvation by identifying with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. By experiencing repentance, we die out to that flesh that is within ourselves when we ask God to forgive us, when we repent. That means you don't want to go back there. I don't ever want to go back. There is no part of me, none of me, that wants to go back to the sin in the world. I don't want any. I want to stay as far away as I can from that mess. I would have to lose my mind to want to go back to that. I'd have to be just flat crazy to trade God and heaven for sin and the world. It's just not equal. It's a really bad trade. You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. The death, burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Repentance, water baptism, infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is the fulfillment of the plan that God gave to Peter with the keys. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. You know, there are some people out there that will tell you, oh, well, that's good for you, but I've got my own way to God. No. There is only one way. You got to have the key. You got to have what Peter said. You got to do what the Bible says. Amen. So there's not everybody gets to heaven their own way. Everybody gets to heaven the same way with the keys to the kingdom of heaven. I'm preaching about the key. Amen. The key. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Can you say His name with me? Jesus! All right, that was about a quarter. All right. Let's say it again. Jesus! Jesus told Nicodemus that a man could enter into the kingdom only by being born of the water and the Spirit. John 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Amen. That's Scripture. That's the Bible, my friend. Peter defined what it means to be born of the water and the Spirit. Water baptism and Spirit infilling. In one day, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls were added to the kingdom of God. Amen. God can do a miraculous, great work. Amen. He is able. Acts 2, verse 41. And they that gladly received His word were baptized. And the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Amen. There is a salvation plan that was given to the Samaritans. Philip went to Samaria to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. A great revival followed his ministry in Samaria. People gave heed with one accord. And there were miracles which they both heard and saw. There was great joy in the city. Both men and women were being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Revival. Amen. Acts chapter 8. Let me read there from verse 6 to 8. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. I've had some people tell me, well, I know that I have God because I received such great joy. I was so happy. Having great joy is a great benefit of the moving of God. But that's not the whole set of keys. Well, I know God is real because He healed my body. Well, being healed is a miracle given to you by God. But that's not the whole set of keys. Just because God healed you doesn't mean that you have the keys to heaven. Jumping down to verse 14, and read again from verse 14, Acts chapter 8. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Verse 16, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you mean to tell me that somebody that receives a miracle from God who has great joy, they might have had a demon cast out of them, and many of them did. Many of them were lame and now they were healed, and many of them were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus? You mean that group of folks, those people, weren't saved? Sticking out your. What do you mean they're not saved? They've got an experience with God. You know what? They did have a true experience with God. But there was more. There was still more for them to have. Amen. Next verse. Verse 17. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Amen. Even though you might have been healed in your body, and God blessed you, God gave you a miracle, you've been healed. You've been delivered. You don't drink no more. You don't smoke no more. You don't do those things no more. Thank God I've been delivered. Might have had a demon cast out of you. Thank God, don't live with that thing no more. But now you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Then Peter came, laid his hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. This is the Word of God. I'm talking about the keys to the kingdom of God right now. You see, salvation came also to the Gentiles. In Acts chapter 10, Peter used the keys to unlock the door of salvation to these Gentiles. Peter preached the message of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 10, verse 34, reading on from there. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. It's the same today. God doesn't even care where you came from. He's wanting to get you to come and get the keys. He's wanting to lead you to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Amen. It's the message that has the keys to the kingdom. See, Peter never even finished his sermon. He got cut off in the middle of where he was preaching, for the Holy Ghost had fell upon the Gentiles. Verse 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Amen. You don't even have to wait till the preaching's done. You can get God right now. Amen. You can lift your hands. And would you join me? Would you lift up your hands and thank God for the salvation, for the keys to the kingdom? Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing, what you've already done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Jews realized that God saved Gentiles also because they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Amen. Acts chapter 10, verse 45, the next verse. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Do you mean someone could get the devil cast out of them, be lame and then be healed, have great joy, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues? Tell me that person didn't have an experience with God. Again and again and again and again, by these great testimonies, by these great recorded events in Scripture, that's what these people were. They were people that were delivered. They got demons cast out. They were healed in their bodies. They had great joy. They had been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You mean they were not saved? Oh, they had received the Holy Ghost, but they had to be baptized. And you got to have all of the keys. All of the keys. They got miracles. They got filled with the Holy Ghost. Verse 48 of Acts chapter 10. And he commanded them. You see that? Am I reading that right? Does it really say? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Stand with me, would you? Musicians, would you come? Our world and so many religious people in our world today, many look to Matthew 28 and verse number 19. It says there, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, we just read that together. And when you read Acts 2:38, put that on the screen. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I've had people more than one tell me, I would rather take the words of Jesus than the words of Peter. The Word of God does not contradict itself. The Word of God is always, in every instance, every time, coordinated by God. God anointed holy men of old to write, to speak, as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Amen. The Word of God is absolutely true. The Bible does not contradict itself. Peter heard the commission, that very commission, just a few days before his preaching in the book of Acts. The Holy Ghost was being the Holy Ghost was to bring all things back to his memory and to teach him all things, to put things in order, to enact the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And he told them about Jesus. And all of the other disciples, they agreed. The church continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. You see, when you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, when you obey that scripture, Acts 2:38, you are being baptized in the name of the Father, that's Jesus. In the name of the Son, that's Jesus. In the name of the Holy Ghost, He comes in His own name, Jesus. When we are baptized in the name of Jesus, we are obeying, we are fulfilling the commission in Matthew 28:19. That instruction was to be baptized in the name. The name. Amen. A singular name. That one name that we need. Is Jesus. Amen. Now, I put the heater myself in that baptismal tank yesterday. We came back to the parking lot. I put the heater in. The water is warm. You could do just like it said in Scripture and be baptized. Amen. And you'll then hold the key. Amen. You'll have the key, amen, to the kingdom of heaven. Would you lift your hands with me? Would you lift your voice with me? This altar is open right now. As our musicians play, I invite you to come. Would you come and pray and seek His face? Find your way to a place with God. Magnify Him. Worship Him with us.
I've been changed, healed, freed, delivered, and I found joy. Favor. Oh, right now is the moment. Today is the day I've been changed. I've been changed. I'm waiting for this moment to come, and I won't let it pass. By. Oh, I won't go back, can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Oh, I won't go back, I won't go back, can't go back to the way it used to be. For your presence came and changed me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I've been changed. And I won't let it pass
by. Oh, I won't go back. Can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and changed me. Oh, I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and changed me. Oh, I won't go back.
Amen. Change me. Lord God, hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we won't go back, hallelujah. We won't go back, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lamb of God. I won't go back, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Your presence.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 talks about the glory of God. And I'm so thankful that I got the keys. Amen. But I'm also thankful that God is still working on me. Amen. He still has more to do in my life. Amen. This Acts 2:38 salvation, that's just the beginning. That's just the very, you're just scratching the surface of what God wants to do in your life. I really truly believe God wants to use every single believer. Every single one. Amen. Hallelujah. There is something for each of us to do. Amen. God is so good that He took me out of that clay of sin that I was stuck in. Amen. And He picked me up. He washed me with His name. Amen. He put a new spirit and a new heart inside of me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I'm on the rock. I'm on the rock. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I love what Pastor said about you got to start with Jesus. Amen. If you're not starting with Jesus, you're starting out wrong. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if you got Jesus, everything's going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I'm so excited about what God is going to do coming up this week, this weekend. Amen. The children's service. Amen. We want to have this house packed out with kids. And I know we've been announcing this for a while. Put it on your calendar. It's definitely going to be a service that's geared towards, you know, every age group. There's going to be all different kinds of activities. And if you're not coming, amen, to, you know, with kids, and just come and help and be a blessing. Amen. As a matter of fact, I saw a text message chain, and I'm going to do it because I think you might have forgot. Amen. But Brother McLaughlin, Pastor asked if Brother McLaughlin would need any help. Amen. And so Brother McLaughlin said, yes, absolutely. The more the merrier. Amen. We need some help to come and be here. So the service starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So if you could get here about 30 minutes earlier, amen, even if you could get a little bit earlier than that, and we'll find something for you to do. With the direction of Brother Kent McLaughlin, amen. God is going to do something powerful among our children, amen. And I can't wait to see what God is going to do, amen. And then all the revival all next week, and of course everything that has already been announced. See, if we don't say it enough, people don't hear it, amen. They forget about it, amen. But if we say it too much, I guess you can't say it too much, right? Come on. Amen. Be part of what God wants to do. One more thing. Go ahead, Pastor.
If you have some kind of dress that is toward your culture, like I've got a ribbon shirt.
Oh, right. Yep.
You know, because I'm Native American. I plan to bring my ribbon shirt. I might not be preaching in it, but I plan to put it on. Maybe I'll eat my dinner in it. But if you got some kind of dress that is from your heritage, feel welcome to come dressed as your heritage. Amen. God bless you. Let's love Him. One word. You got another word? No. Let's love Him together as we're being dismissed. Lord, I love you. I thank you. Thank you for the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord, that you are the way. Thank you, Lord, that we know who you are. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation of the name of Jesus. Use us, God, even this week, and encourage us and help us, Lord, to be a witness and to invite our friends and family. And Lord, that you'll bless our service next week with our All Nations Revival and the children's service. And Lord, everything that's going on, let your will be done. And Lord, we'll give you all the thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming. God bless you. You're dismissed.
Come on here for a minute.